After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he revealed himself in this way: Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved, therefore, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." And he said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to Simon a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." "Truly, truly I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show by what kind of death he was going to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who had been reclining at table close to him and had said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." So the saying spread abroad among the brothers that this disciple was not to die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he was not to die, but, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who was bearing witness about all these things, and who has written these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth.
Into your hands I commend my spirit.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands I commend my spirit.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today's reading has the feel of a postscript to the gospel of the beloved disciple. The final two verses of the preceding chapter would have formed a fitting close to the book. Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The beloved disciple could easily have followed that with the end, and we would have been satisfied. But then we hear, after this, and the upper room and Thomas' confession, my Lord and my God, are left behind, and there's a whole added chapter with a miraculous catch of fish, repeated questions for Peter, and Jesus' prophecy concerning Peter's future. We get to hear a little from the beloved disciple as well, including a clear word that he authored this. But most of the action is between Jesus and the apostle Peter. So what's going on here? The account of the miraculous catch of fish has a number of details reminiscent of an event Luke records early in his gospel. Then, upon seeing that miraculous catch of fish, Peter had prostrated himself before Jesus and said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." To which Jesus had responded, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." Could it be that the events of this chapter are all about Jesus restoring Peter publicly in the sight and hearing of his fellow apostles? Just a few chapters before this, John had recorded what happened on Holy Thursday in the house of Caiaphas. First, the servant girl at the door said to Peter,
"You also are not one of this man's disciples, are you?" Peter answered, "I am not." Later, Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. So they said to him, "You also are not one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." Then one of the servants of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, of all people, asked, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter again denied it, and at once a rooster crowed. Jesus had spoken with Peter privately following his resurrection, probably in the afternoon of that first Easter. The only thing the scriptures tell us about that appearance, though, is that it occurred. Nothing is recorded for us of what was said or done on that occasion. But Peter, who had once said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God," who had boldly confessed, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," who on the night in which Jesus was betrayed had adamantly vowed, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." This Peter had three times denied any association with the man, had sworn an oath that Jesus was no one to him. By all rights, that should have been curtains for St. Peter's apostleship. Apostasy, vehement apostasy, not just once or even twice, but three times. How can you live such unfaithfulness down? How can you make up for such failure? The answer is you can't. There's nothing Peter could do to make it up. But Jesus has a solution for Peter. The same solution he has for you and for me. Mercy. Absolution. Free forgiveness. Reinstatement. And for Peter, even a guarantee. Guess what, Peter? Last time you caught so many fish, I called you to catch men going forward. We're back there again. I haven't changed my mind. Three times you denied me. But tell me, do you love me? Yes. Take care of the lambs of my flock. Do you love me? Good. Be my under-shepherd. Do you love me? Indeed. Feed my sheep. Peter, I restore you. You are mine. I have saved you. Three times you denied me, but now three times I have recommissioned you. Oh, and by the way, don't be afraid. You won't do again what you did. You will be faithful unto death. When you are martyred, you will still be confessing me to be the Christ, the Son of the living God. Mercy and grace from Jesus himself for one who had no right to it. What a wonderful thing to hear and to witness again. Even more wonderful to experience for yourself when you hear, "I forgive you all your sins," spoken with the command and full authorization of Christ, your Savior. and at the supper as well, when he says to everyone, but also very personally for you, "This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins." In those moments, you know what Peter knew. Forgiveness, acceptance, love. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting.
Amen.